Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today forgetting the past. Forgetting the past, if you put it succinctly, forget last year. Forget what took place last year. Forget the ups and the downs, the disappointments, the discouragement, the chaos, the confusion, calamity. Forget it. Perhaps you say, well, how do you forget something? We ought to talk about that in this broadcast today. I believe that it will be a challenge, encouragement, inspiration, and a directive for each and every one under the sound of my voice. We're looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, as we enter a new year, most of us are prone to reflect back on last year, reflect back on the problems, the priorities, the difficulties, reflect back on the Sleepy Joe Biden's mandates and all the problems that it caused in our nation. We reflect back on all of those. We'll talk about that in this broadcast today, and then we're going to be challenged by a biblical precept of forgetting the past. You might ask, how do you do that? How do you erase from your memory banks those things that took place yesterday, last year? How do you erase from your thoughts those things that were evil, spoken of you about, or done? How do you erase from your memory banks those horrific things and days of the long lines of the PRC test as you drive through the testing stations and all of the horrors that were associated with and attributed to COVID-19? We'll talk about that on this broadcast today. Don't you dare turn your dial. Hang in there and call friends and relatives, neighbors, acquaintances. Ask them to join in this dialogue and discussion today also. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. We do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We do our broadcast on Face the Issues each and every day based on the authority of what I call the Truth Book. The B-I-B-L-E, as it was called many years ago in Sunday school class and so forth as we were growing up as kids. Of course, that was less than 100 years ago. You might not remember that, but it's the Bible, the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then the Lord Jesus in John 14:6 says, "I am truth." And furthermore, he says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that ought to direct our footsteps, that ought to be the illumination for our pathway each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell, and I say that, and as I do, I'm prone to laugh internally, because Orwell was a secularist. George Orwell, during 47, 48, 49, someplace in that era, wrote the book 1984, projecting where America would be in 1984. Well, pretty much he was on target with most everything except the date, wound up being not 1984, but about 2020, when these things started taking place, to fully expose what he had said. But part of what Orwell said was this: the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see a hatred, a literal rejection of, a denial of, a refusal to hear those that speak the truth. It's difficult to find any area of society where, when a truth speaker stands, someone will stand and deny it. You don't believe that? All you got to do is watch what is happening on Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of the other big tech platforms. If you say that the election was stolen, then it's going to be called a lie. If you say it enough times, they're going to take you down. If you say that COVID-19 was a plandemic and not a pandemic, if you say that multiplied hundreds of thousands, yea, perhaps millions have died as a result of not having the proper medication because the federal government, big tech, the media, and the big pharmaceuticals prevented those from getting the proper medication, therefore millions around the world died, and hundreds of thousands of them died needlessly simply because of the lie that was being told. That is because you have these organizations today linked arm in arm with the federal government, Sleepy Joe Biden and the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, that would have you to believe otherwise. Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth that we ought to seek. For the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made a profound statement. Headline says, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. The truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, he said, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason of the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly where we stand today. And this is the one of the main points that I'm going to bring out in this broadcast today on Let's Face the Issues. We're going to talk about what is taking place and what we need to do. How do we come, get above it and beyond it and continue to go forward? When we look back in our memory banks and we know what has taken place in 2019, 2020, and 2021, and the devastation that it's caused, there are multitudes today listening that's under the sound of my voice that you're listening, and you say, I am so depressed, I'm so discouraged, I am so, we have a sense of hopelessness and helplessness that I'm just going to toss in the towel. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe there are multitudes today that fall in that category. I believe there are multitudes today that need to understand that there is hope, and that hope is in nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I charge each of us today with that responsibility for 2020, 2022, is that we seek the truth. You won't find it on CNN, Communist Network News. And listen to the truth. You'll not find that from the microphones of the Oval Office. Learn the truth, and you'll not find that on the social media platforms today. Love the truth, and the only way we can love the truth and tell the truth and live the truth is in and through the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And then when we know that, we need to stand and defend the truth. There are a lot of folks today that are defending the truth that are being demeaned, belied, and denied a platform to tell the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own lawn care, or landscape business. Tools for Time has the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has the staff that can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a good benchmark. There's a good identifier. Perhaps you've asked the question, how can I find 11291 Old San Augustine Road? Find the gigantic U.S. flag at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Flagpole about 165 feet there. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we're talking about today forgetting the past. Forgetting the past. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you during the course of this broadcast today. What are some of the things that you keep uppermost in your mind that's preventing you from being what God will have you to be today? What are some of the things that's preventing you to step out by faith and faith God and serve God today? What are some of the things that stay in your mind? Would it be the successes of the past or the failures of the past that cause you to say, I can't? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to, if you will, allow me to say this. I want to break that habit in your thoughts. Today on this broadcast, I want to point out to you why that is not necessary. In fact, it is contrary to the Scripture. Many people will worry. Many people will be concerned. Many people will take a stand on the basis, well, I know what happened last year, and I know what happened yesterday. I know what happened the day before, and therefore, I'm not going to try anything anymore. There are a lot of people under the sound of my voice today that you're failing and refusing, faltering, because you're dealing with the things that have taken place in your life in the past. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me simply say this. As we enter into this new year, we're just 3 days into the new year today. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we enter into this new year, we're prone, I say we, notice, we're prone to reflect back on the past. I can reflect back on 2019, 20, 21, and now 22 as to what has taken place. And if I were to allow that to cause me to stumble and fall, I'd be failing to be obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and His Word. We need to faith God and not fear government. We need to faith God and not fear tomorrow. We need to faith God and believe Him and not worry. We ought not to worry about anything, the Scripture says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. The Scripture says, be careful, that is anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we see these things taking place, we need to faith God and trust God and not fear what the government says. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, the Scripture tells us. But, ladies and gentlemen, as we look back, I want to take just a few minutes to do a little pre-introduction of where we're going today. And by setting the stage, as we look back over the past couple of years, just want to cover two or three of the highlights that perhaps causes you to be intimidated with the future and are fearful to take a step into the future. Ladies and gentlemen, as we step into this new year, we can look in the rearview mirror, as some call it. That's what it's doing. It's looking behind us, looking back, looking in the rearview mirror rather than looking forward, looking ahead. And as we look in the rearview mirror, ladies and gentlemen, our nation is still in shock, for the most part, still in shock, even for those that don't admit it, still in shock for those that have not done the research and understanding. There are a lot of people today that think that Christians, conservatives, ought not do any research, that feel that somehow, some way we need to turn the internet off, that feel that somehow, some way we ought not to be investigatory in our minds as to what has taken place and what is the truth. There are multitudes today, even in, as pastors and Christians, that will say, just leave it alone, turn it loose, believe what the news says, believe what the media says, believe what CDC says, believe what Sir Anthony Fauci says, St. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx and the World Health Organization. Just believe what they say blindly, glibly, and say nothing about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not biblical. That's not godly. That is not honorable to the Lord. We need to know what's happening as much as humanly possible. We need to know what's happening in the secular world, the political world, the social world, and in the spiritual world that we'll be able to communicate. I'll never forget, I believe it was back in the 60s, when Dr. W.A. Criswell was interviewed in relationship to his mindset and his thoughts in relationship to what needs to be done. And he made the statement that he endeavors, this was his statement, I believe it was 1965, 67, 68, someplace, and he made the statement that he would try to read about a dozen magazines and about six or eight books each month. And he said, not just on biblical subjects, but on all subjects. He said, I want to be able to communicate on the broadest level with anybody on any socioeconomic standard and basis of where they are politically, socially, and spiritually so that I can communicate with them on a level of knowledge. But there are some today that believe that somehow, some way, because of what has happened in the past few years, and especially in the past year with this horrific socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, democratic governmental system, that we need to just simply say nothing about it. But ladies and gentlemen, as we look back in our rearview mirror, we understand that the 2020 election was stolen. Now, you can disagree if you want to, and multitudes that have said that have been canceled by Facebook, put in Facebook jail permanently. Some have been taken off Twitter and Instagram and other social media platforms simply because of telling the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth. As we look back in the rearview mirror, we're talking about now forgetting the past. How do we do that? We need to, first of all, understand what's happened in the past and understand what the scripture says in relationship, how we relate to that and what we do and say in accord with that. But ladies and gentlemen, 2020 election, presidential election was a stolen election, especially when we witnessed the national era when Vice President Pence, and I believe he was a good man, I believe he was intimidated by the threats from the left. I believe that Pence knew when he was certifying the election that it was a wrong move. And as a result of that, he's basically been shut out of anything that's called conservative political movement in America today as a result of it. We all know the election was fraudulent. We all know that it was stolen. We all know that Biden did not win the election from his basement in Delaware, Maryland. We all understand that the algorithms that were set up, the Dominion software and hardware that was utilized, was designed to do exactly what it did. They tried that on a small level in 2016 with Hillary Rodham Clinton, and they thought that if they would simply do it on a broader basis in 2020, that it would get the election for them, and they did. It's exactly what happened. Now, if you challenge that, I'd love to hear from you. If you don't believe that, I'd love to hear on what principle and premise do you make your determination and decision that the election was not stolen. It was stolen. So let's face that. How do we respond to it in the future? How should we respond? Should we continue to remember that, recall that, and say, well, I'm going to toss in the towel, I'm not going to vote anymore? I say absolutely no. We're going to talk about the biblical precept, the biblical doctrine, the biblical concept that validates what I'm telling you today on this broadcast. Secondly, we need to understand that there are those in our nation today that understood what Joe Biden is doing. In fact, throughout our nation today, we've witnessed the Biden administration issue some 83 executive, I believe 83, it could be 85, but I think it's 83 executive orders, of which Tony Perkins says that over 60% of them were rulings against faith and the family and the freedoms that we're experiencing in America. That's exactly what we see. Everyone, if not most of them, if not all of them, Biden's administration executive orders, including all of his executive orders standing up, propping up the false notion that everybody needs to get the jab, that the vaccination is beneficial. We were told it was 95 to 97% efficacious for those who would take the jab. Now we're being told that whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you need to wear a mask. Vaccinated or unvaccinated, you need to be careful flying on a plane. Vaccinated or unvaccinated, we're finding that hospitals are being equally filled in relationship to the COVID and the pathogen that's harming and hurting, and it's deadly. It's a deadly pathogen, no question about that. But should we be afraid of that? Should we look at the past 2 years, the past year in particular, and say we're not going to do anything because of it? Ladies and gentlemen, we can look back at 2019, 2020, 2021, and we can see exactly what St. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx and the World Health Organization and the National Institute of Health, we can look back and see all of the lies. In fact, on a recent broadcast, I just went down enumerating the lies that we've been told. And I can enumerate those for an hour and a half on any platform at any time, because we were lied to. We were told we'd just lock down for 15 days to flatten the curve. We were lied to. We were told that the masks were not needed at first. And then just 60 days later, we were told the masks were necessary. We were lied to. We were told that the mask will prevent the COVID pathogen being transferred to others. We were lied to. We were told that we would just have to stay locked down for another 6 months or 3 months. We're lied to. We were told that the experimental drug, not a vaccination, experimental serum that's being jabbed into the arms, we were lied to. We were told that it was efficacious. And we continue to be lied to by the Biden administration, by big tech, and by social media, and by St. Anthony Fauci, that literally is the leader of the world today based on his statement. He said himself that if you disbelieve me, if you distrust what I'm saying, you're disbelieving science. So he is saying that he is Mr. Science. He's the 81-year-old, been a federal worker now for almost 50 years. He's the highest paid federal worker in the history of the United States government. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is taking place today so that we'll know how we need to live our lives in the future. Here's an article that says, unvaccinated workers who were fired are now suddenly being begged to return. Now, listen very carefully. If they were fired on a proper premise, if these workers, healthcare workers and other workers, if they were fired because the statements by St. Anthony Fauci, Sir Anthony Fauci, Emperor Fauci, if he was correct, now why are they, how are these organizations and companies and hospitals going back and saying that we need to rehire those that we fired? This article says unvaccinated workers who were fired are now suddenly being begged to return to work. This article is dated December the 29th. Corporations' mass firings of unvaccinated workers have been documented as becoming more common, as Joe Biden repeatedly has mandated that they force their employees to accept the experimental COVID shots. But now, these same companies are discovering that perhaps Biden's leadership isn't really what they should follow after all. It's because they're in such staffing emergencies that they're now asking their dismissed workers, the unvaccinated, to return and rescue them from the pit. On social media, there are multiple reports. One person said in a video she was removed from her nursing job on November the 15th, but recently she got an urgent request from her company staffing office asking if she would work for the weekend through the new year. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes on and talks about the firings already have happened at a wide range of companies, with groups like Northwell Health boasting of having 100% vaccinated staff and dismissing 1,400 from their jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a dangerous position when we're lied to on one hand, and then the companies follow through on that lie and then find out they've been lied to, deceived, and it's destroying them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today forgetting the past. How do you do that? When I say forgetting the past, I'm using a biblical principle, a biblical concept, biblical precept, a biblical doctrine that the Apostle Paul says, one thing I do, forgetting the past. We'll talk about that in just a moment, on how we do that and what it connotes and how it should cause our lives to be revolutionized in 2022. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to your question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. These nurses, a lot of them that have been relieved of duty, one of the things that they're doing to get around is they become traveling nurses, because the traveling nurses don't fall under the same restrictions that the staffed nurses do. They don't have to be vaccinated, and they're making two and three times as much.
It's strange that you mention that about making two and three times as much. Perhaps you're familiar with the fact that in the past week or 10 days, there have been thousands of plane flights canceled or delayed, most of them canceled. I'm looking at an article that says over 2,500 flights canceled on New Year's Day, airlines offering crew members double and triple pay if they would only work. Approximately 2,600 cancellations for New Year's flights in and out of the United States occurred as of 6 p.m. Saturday, according to Flight Aware News. What's taking place is they're saying that it's because of COVID. Yes, it's because of COVID that the flights have been canceled, and it's because the Airline Pilots Association leader and the Airline Pilots Association physician have said that because so many pilots have taken the jab, that they're winding up now with blood clots, with brain damage, heart attacks, and as a result of that, they're saying that we're not going to allow our pilots to get in the cockpit and risk the lives of hundreds of people on the plane that they might crash because of a heart attack. So now all of a sudden, the flights have been canceled by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and now the airlines are offering them 200, 300, 400% of what they would normally be paid if they get back in the cockpit and fly those airplanes. We're watching the crumbling. We're watching the disintegration of the lie that's been told. We're watching this year in 2022. It is my prediction, and I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as Amos said in the little book of Amos in the 7th chapter, the 14th, 15th verse. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I'm here to tell you that I believe it's all going to come unraveled in 2022, and the general population, the public, Christians, conservatives, and patriots in particular, are going to be able to see into the deep well of the lies that we've been told and how it has so drastically diminished the authority of self-governance and we the people having the decision in the United States of America. So you're exactly right. But thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up.
May I say one more thing, Doctor?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's about fear. We shouldn't have any fear I've admitted to you on this show that whenever it first came out, I was fearful of it because of the saturation of the media market and because of all my friends. But then educating myself on this disease and then remembering scripture there, you cannot let, as a Christian, you cannot let fear rule your life. Two reasons. One, fear will make you make bad decisions. Two, fear is contagious. You can actually infect another individual around you with fear.
It is amazing that you mentioned that. That is what Dr. McCullough calls the mass psychosis, where as a result of one is frightened, one is afraid, the news then exacerbates that fright and that fear, and it then permeates a whole of society of people, and that's what we're seeing on a global basis. You're exactly right. It is the fear factor. So the contrary factor, the thing that would be contrasting that would be faith. And I believe God calls us to faith him, to trust him, and not to fear based on what the government, big tech, and the media is telling us, because it's designed to corral the people into the fear factor so that there's a submission and surrender of we the people in our constitutional republic that we have as a free nation to place everybody in the position that if you don't get the jab, if you don't wear the mask, there's something wrong with you, and that is causing fear on behalf of those that are wearing the mask, that are getting the vaccination, because they're so frightened about what they're being told in the news media. But thank you so much for your call. You're spot on to what you're saying. Have a blessed day and keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have another call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please. Hello, go ahead with the question or comment. Hello?
Yes, you know, science is not an end-all, be-all. Science, as they're saying, believe the science. Well, science is the questioning of everything. So they've even destroyed the premise of science.
You're exactly right. Science is always, as we use the term, and I use it very carefully, science is always evolving. And it's the tension between one scientist's discoveries and another scientist's discoveries that's butting heads at all times. At one time, science says that we had a flat Earth. But it's because that flat Earth theory was challenged that science has been proven to be wrong on that issue. Some in the realm of science today says that we evolved from a blob in the ocean. Well, you go back to the scripture says God created us all. And so as we look at what the scripture says and look at what some fake science are saying, especially the fake scientist called St. Anthony Fauci, he needs to be fired. In fact, it was Senator, what is his name? Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, that says that Fauci should be charged, tried for mass murder because he's responsible for killing thousands of people around the globe. And I believe he is exactly right. Senator Paul, that is exactly right with his statement. So thank you so much for your call. You're right on what's being said. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand today that the scripture is very clear that we need to forget the past. How do you do that? Now, the Apostle Paul, and he said, this one thing I do, forgetting the past, and I'm talking about Philippians chapter 3, verses 12, 13, and 14, a wonderful text, forgetting the past. How do you do that? Now, the word there, forgetting the past, does not talk about wiping out memory cells of what happened in the past. It's not talking about wiping out your memory as to what took place last year and the year before last. It is saying, and that forgetting the past is do not let the past failures, do not let the past fears, do not let the past successes delay or to cause or to prevent us from doing what God wants us to do today. There are a lot of people today, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're in that category. We're going to talk about this on a broader basis after the top of the hour news. But there are a lot of people today that's allowing last year's failures, last year's faults, last year's difficulties, last year's chaos and confusion to prevent you from doing what God wants you to do right now in this new year. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to have the 1 minute top of the hour news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.